Thank you. Thank you, Joe. And thank you, Metatron and Katumi. It's always lovely to have your very unique energy adding so much to our gatherings. So first off, we'll talk about a couple of things. And I do want to expand a little bit on what both Katumi said and Metatron. So when we, if you were with us at the very beginning, when we opened the meeting, you know, we said each time we begin something new, you know, we always seem to say that this is going to be different than anything that has come before. Well, we're saying it again because this Illumination series and the 888 mini series is shaping up to be just that. So, as you've just heard and you already know, we are all both physical and non-physical members of this greater council. The non-physical members want us to not only understand that, but to begin to own that and own what that means at its deepest levels. Our roles as members of the council are active and are no way a passive role. To support us in owning our positions within the council, how we receive is being refined once again. So in your non-physical capacity as a council member, listen carefully here. You are included in the discussions of what will potentially be presented. Your specific role in the council determines how involved you are in the planning of each session, both in terms of depth and content. So as a non-physical member, once the subject has been agreed upon, your soul mind, and your state of consciousness will then contain the frequencies of the upcoming presentation. So these changes are for me as well, and they are also pushing me to own that I am a non-physical member of the council as well. So what that means for me and for you is when a transmission comes forth from the council, I will not be relaying a message, nor will the council be speaking through me. I will now be transmitting as a member of the council. Now, I expect there will be a learning curve involved in this on my part because it requires a change in not only my perspective, but also in my languaging. For example, when transmitting as a member of the council, I will no longer say you, but will say we. And because this is new, you know, I understand I may slip up and revert back to my familiar speech pattern sometimes, particularly when the energetics are really deep. And I'm not totally aware of everything that comes through. So it is no longer you in the council. It's no longer me in the council. It is we. And we are each a vital and significant part of this Ascension Council. And there are no small roles. So we are being asked to own our positions and be it. So with this understanding, when a transmission or presentation is coming from my field as a member of the council, and because you already carry the frequencies of the presentation in your soul mind, and your consciousness, when the transmission does occur through the sound waves of the words, then those frequencies that you already possess will ignite like a flame within your unified field. So in other words, another way to look at this is each one of us is the creator, the transmitter, and the receiver of these presentations. So in our role as a receiver, it's also vitally important, as it does require us in our human role to anchor these frequencies into our unified field and into our Earth Star, so they can be anchored into the collective. So this refinement of communication and understanding precipitates and enhances our gnosis as both physical and non-physical beings. And it is yet another example of our expanding multidimensionality. So that was a lot of information. Is everybody with me so far? So let's go a little bit deeper into this. So take a breath and receive this transmission with intention. Would it surprise you to hear that your membership in this council did not begin in just the past few years? Long before this incarnation, each of us was already an esteemed and highly regarded member of this council. Receive that. We have all been dedicated to the ascension and well-being of the Earth and humanity for endless eons. We each have had different roles that we fill, and we are a collective of multiple streams within the council. When the opportunity arose to accelerate the ascension timeline for humanity and the planet, a plan was formulated. This plan was to send a representative from multiple streams of the council into physicality to see if we could awaken enough to hear the call of our soul for this sacred mission. This is why we agreed, as already ascended masters, to come into this incarnation with our memories completely wiped. As the council, we had to know if we could emerge from the depths of the amnesia to follow our soul's path to create an accelerated ascension template for the planet and humankind. So many of us, without knowing what that might look like or what it might look like, also agreed to have challenging experiences and obstacles placed on our path. Again, to learn if we could overcome them and accomplish our soul's mission. So you see, fellow masters, you have never, ever been ordinary. You have always been an exceptionally brilliant and luminous being of light. So let's just take just a moment to allow this transmission to settle in your field before we continue. shall proceed. We were previously informed that from the moment you agreed to participate in this mini-series, the Greater Council began working with each of us individually. Once registration closed, they began working with our collective group to bring us back into collective resonance, as it has been a while since we have worked together as a collective. Now that we are once again gathered to prepare us for the next two sessions and also to enhance further and increase both our collective and individual frequencies, we are invited to return to the crystalline chambers, which have been significantly upgraded. So take a couple of deep breaths and center in your silent place within. With your intention, be in front of the crystalline center of light. With your awareness on your unified field, enter the frequency chamber. As the doors close behind you, the chamber fills with spiraling crystalline mist. Allow the frequencies to first clear and purify your entire unified field, removing anything that does not belong to you or support you in present time. Next, allow everything from your past from your present and all past physical incarnations that could impede or prevent you from receiving and embodying the next highly refined energetics and frequencies that will be presented in these upcoming sessions to be transmitted or removed for all times. Take a deep breath in and release on the exhale. The chamber is now recalibrating all aspects of you. The purest golden essence from the luminous realms of Source enters the chamber and infuses your entire beingness with the highest possible frequencies of light that you can stably maintain. Take a breath. as this sequence comes to a close, this chamber also calibrates the frequency ranges for the other chambers. Now move to the sound chamber. As this chamber activates, allow all discordant sound frequencies from the present and all past incarnations that are not in full resonance with your master level sacred sound codes to be removed for all time. And breathe as you continue to release what no longer serves you. During last year's 888, we received three distinctly different octaves, one from each of the three template iterations. Each one contained specific frequencies and sound codes of the golden essence of light. Bring those three golden objects of sound into the present time and allow them to come into harmonic resonance with your master level harmonic octaves. Feel the motion of the sound harmonics as they vibrate throughout your unified field. Continue to take deep breaths as you allow yourself to be enveloped in these sacred golden sound harmonics as they are calibrated to the highest frequency you can currently maintain. There's a lot being transformed throughout your field. Take a deep breath and exhale. Stay conscious and aware. Let us move into the color bath chamber. As you enter, this chamber begins to fill with the full spectrum of your cosmic, luminous, personal, prime color codes, which are now infused with the light frequencies and essence of the purest golden light from Source. As you are wrapped in this magnificent spiral of color and light, allow anything that is not in resonance with or in complete alignment with your prime directive, and that does not reflect the most elevated aspects of you, to be forever removed from all timelines, past and present. As this chamber calibrates to the highest frequency that will continually support you stably, take a deep breath and exhale. Let's now step into the harmonization chamber. This chamber is harmonizing and synchronizing all of the elevated and refined frequencies you have just received and been infused with from the first three chambers to a state of ultimate balance and harmonic resonance. Continue taking deep breaths as all is brought into divine coherence. Remember that your light frequency, your sound and color codes are components of your energy signature, which is recognizable in all realms throughout the multiverses. With your new elevated set point now set, step out of the harmonization chamber. Today, we will be adding a fifth element. We will complete this process by immersing ourselves in the pool of aqua blue liquid crystalline plasma that surrounds the crystalline center. So step in and immerse yourself. Now lie back and relax as you float. The Aqua Blue Plasmic Crystalline Liquid is being infused to the ultimate state that you reached in the chambers. The full spectrum of your primary color codes, along with the golden essence of the golden ray of light, are now infusing the aqua blue plasmic sacred waters. The sound essence and frequencies of your primary sound codes are also infusing the liquid plasma. This entire process has been calibrated specifically for you individually to support you at the highest frequencies possible that you can maintain in this present moment, and to support you as you move through this upcoming week until we meet again next Sunday. Every day between now and then, return to this plasmic liquid light. Immerse yourself and float. Set your intention each time to be infused with the highest frequency levels you can maintain. This will assist you immensely in keeping the highest set point possible as we enter the 888 gates. Before we close, let us share one last thing. Each time you return here, keep this in mind. This aqua blue crystalline liquid plasma is the pool of remembrance. We will leave you here. Stay as long as you like. And so it is. Until next Sunday, blessings.